evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. Let me tell you this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And it's going to be Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven that allows you to come through what's getting ready to happen on this planet and in this country. Now, it's just incredible. Now, right before I come on, we find out there's now, we've got the proper number, you see, for the Lucys. You got 13 U.S. military personnel dead and killed by the bomber, okay? By the suicide bomber. 12 U.S. Marines and one Navy corpsman. And then 15 or more injured of American troops, military, and then also a lot of Afghani citizens. And then Joe Biden, you need to resign. And I'll tell you what, there's people going to impeach you, and you need to be impeached because you're not doing it the right way. You think you're cute, and you're asking your little questions of people and all this stuff. And meanwhile, I see what you're getting ready to do. What you're getting ready to do inside the United States. Inside the United States, which was blessed by our Father in heaven. Blessed by our Father in heaven with every kind of advantage there is. And you now are about its destruction. You are an enemy of the people and an enemy of this country. And the thing is, Vice President Commissar Kamala, she will be worse than you. Because she'll come immediately. But I will just say this. This thing is ready to go full blown wild weasel. Full blown wild weasel inside the United States. Now let me ask you this question. Why is it that all of a sudden all U.S. military has got to get vaccines before 8/27/21, before 8/27, before the September the 1 or whatever? What is getting ready to happen? What's getting ready to happen? Well, I'm going to tell you what. What's getting ready to happen is they're going to try to starve you to death. They're going to try to keep you from traveling. They're going to try to do all of this kind of baloney. And I'm going to say this. Let me read, I'll tell you, I think it was pretty well succinctly put by Brother Quayle last night in his podcast or whatever, jamming the famine down your throat. And that kind of stuff, you see, that he was talking about last night is just incredible. Because we are getting ready to destroy this country. They're getting ready to come for you. They're getting ready to come for Christians, for veterans. They're getting ready, anybody who believes in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, they're coming for you. And you need to be getting as much food and water. If you're anywhere on the West Coast, then start storing water. And I'm not talking about 2-3 bottles or 12 bottles of bottled water, okay? I'm talking about you need water and you need food. And that's why I always tell you, Brother Quayle laughed at last night. It was funny. He says, and even Hawk always says, yeah, chunky beef soup. He says, yeah, you need to be buying food. And I always tell you, like the chunky, because it's got the water content in it. The cans have the water in the soups or the Progressos or whatever it might be. When you have to add water, you're then using water that can be used for something else. I'll tell you what, I once looked at the requirement of how much water you would need to, like, reconstitute long-term storage food, to either freeze-dry it or dehydrated. And you might be surprised if you've got a year's supply how much water is required to reconstitute that. You should look that up, you know, look it up online or get an idea. And I think that if you had the ability to do so, if you have the spot or the ability to do so, you might want to at least try to get 500 gallon of water. If you've got a basement or a garage or something where you've got room to store it. If you don't, store as much as you can. Stack up the water bricks. Get the smaller stackable barrels, you know, maybe 15 gallon or something. Get some stuff where you can, if you had to go down the street to the pond or the creek to carry the water in buckets or better yet, in some kind of can that you could put a stick through them and carry them on your back, bring them home, and then use your water purification or your water filtration system, like a Berkey system with the black Berkey filters, or any good high quality system that you can get, or that you have to boil the water, or whatever it is you do. But water and food, firearms and ammunition, all of the different things that you need to think about. Winter clothing, warm winter clothing. But let me just go, and then let me do also. I read it was a very interesting thing. Let's see. It's at thecommonsenseshow.com. Brother Hodges apparently has talked to some people. Unparalleled levels of tyranny coming to America from soon-to-be-released government policies regarding the fate of the unvaxxed. And he says, one of my long-term sources and colleague met with me in person. You can go to Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com or Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com has got it posted up there as well. You can click through there. All right? He says, one of my long-term sources and colleague met me with in person. They permitted me to view and take notes about documents that are soon to be codified into administrative law. There is nothing really surprising here. However, it is just shocking that the day of complete tyranny has finally arrived. Here is a partial report on what I've learned. Homeland Security cards indicating vaccine status are coming to America. Although it is not yet injected into your forehead or hand, it is a definitive move towards the mark of the beast. He says, Hodges says, I have learned from unnamed federal sources that the compliance rate will be 100% and that these cards will be used for enforcement of the following areas. Scanning the card to your phone to use in public QR reader will ultimately be the way that vaccinated status is checked, and it can double as contact tracing for COVID or whatever the variant flavor of the week is, or when they release Ebola. Boarding an airplane. You can't board an airplane. You will not be able to take any public transportation unless you're vaxxed, mask included. You won't be able to buy groceries without the vaccination. You won't be able to enter any public or private store. Going into any federal, state, or local office for any reason. That would be the post office or the court systems. H.R. 1 and House Resolution 1 and Senate Bill 1 will be amended to include the right to vote. There will be grace period for illegals, which will allow them to vote in 2022 and 2024, all participants in daycare through postgraduate education will be required to show their papers. No driver's license will be issued or renewed without proof. Eventually, public utilities will be made unavailable without your documentation. No medical service will be available to any resistor to the vaccine. It doesn't make any difference if they're in violation of the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Laws, these evil piece of crap Department of Human Sacrifice and Centers for Disease Creation people. Fiddle with boys internally, whoever they might be. Eventually, public utilities will be made unavailable without your documentation. No medical service will be available to any resistor. I heard that if somebody didn't come in mask, down in Florida even, they didn't come into the doctor's mask, that they could not see their cardiologist. We've already had people turned down because they were unvaxxed. Emergency health care will be held without the documentation. So you're having a heart attack, stay home. Try to do the best you can. Take some aspirin. What I did the other night, I took aspirin, and I took, because I had my wife get it, and I took coenzyme Q10, two or three of them, took a couple aspirin. I took high allicin content, garlicin tablets to thin blood. I took also vitamin E, and I also took several of the capsules of the fish oil. And I did all that, and then pretty soon, as I tried to rest and sleep, and then I'm not going to talk to you about this again, other than I'm telling you, I made my decision not to go to take the $1,500 to $2,000 ambulance ride, because I know that I'm with Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus was with me, and that he will either get me out of the problem, or I would be with him and with everlasting life in heaven, because I know where I'm going to go. If you don't know where you're going to go, then you need to get right with Lord Jesus right now. You get on your knees, you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. Emergency health care will be withheld without documentation. So I knew if I went in, they would probably test me, find me with their stupid tests that give you about 75% false positives or something, that I had it, then they would quarantine me. Then in the midst of it all, they'd probably intubate me and then give me the jab and then kill me anyway. So I said, heck with that, man. I even had a doctor, a real good smart doctor, that he had to leave his hospital or his practice because they wanted him to get, took the first shot of the Pfizer. I believe it was either that. It could have been the Moderna. But he took the first shot. He got so deathly sick that he said, I'm not going to take that second one. I told him, here's what's in it. And then he started doing a little research and he found out that that was true. But he had to leave the practice and then go somewhere else and then start another practice, all right? Nurses and people are starting to not take it, and there's getting to be shortages of nurses. So here, let's go back to the list over at Dave Hodges, commonsenseshow.com. Emergency health care will be withheld without the vax documentation. Compliance will be prerequisite. In other words, the compliance is you have to take the vaccine that's designed to kill you. The spike jab with the pegylated lipids of the graphene oxide that when it takes on a positive charge from whatever frequency they put out on the 5G or broadcast on a 6G or whatever G they're working on, that at that point in time, it will then turn on and start to, in a massive cytokine storm, annihilate and go through the tissue of your body where it's found itself to be done into and gone into the cells, you see, because it's got part of the genetic structure that fools the cell to let it in. And Dr. Lee Merritt, God bless her, she was very straightforward with Alex Jones, second hour, I believe, a day or two ago. Take a look, Dr. Lee Merritt, and then all kind of these other good doctors too. And Dr. Lee Merritt, I like her. She's out of Nebraska, although she was, grew up in Iowa, and some good people in Iowa knew her, okay? And I know them, and they're wonderful people. But she is so to the point and so smart and puts it in basic common English to understand. Go look that up and see that. You know, it's probably still up on alexjones.com. It's from a day or two ago, maybe yesterday, the 25th, or maybe the 24th. Okay, let's go down the list some more. Compliance will be a prerequisite to obtaining or refilling prescriptions. So you got blood pressure medicine, you need insulin, you need a blood thinner, you need a heart drug or some kind of drug for your kidneys or you know, whatever it is you got, chemotherapy, whatever it might be, you are not going to be able to get it unless you take the killer spike jab. So no prescriptions, no marriage license. Well, that also means that the VA, forget the VA, they ain't going to treat you there. No marriage license will be granted unless both people are fully vaccinated. No business license will be provided to unvaxxed people. Homeschooling will soon be outlawed. Homeschooling will be outlawed? Third-party acquisition of health supplements, prescriptions, and groceries will be criminalized. So anybody who's vaxxed that tries to help you out, they're going to put them in jail. DUI-style roadblocks will be implemented. Each person in a car must be vaccinated and confirmed by a handheld device, or the owner's car will be impounded and sold at auction in order to cover the enforcement fees. Vaccines will be made available after scanning the passengers and drivers. Following any refusal, any unvaccinated person will be sent to an isolation camp along with the driver. These roadblocks were rehearsed in Colorado, both on I-70 and I-25, through joint training exercise with the Colorado State Patrol and the Department for Human Sacrifice. You guys are evil pieces of crap. This was during the H1N scare in 2009. And how I remember that. Brother Quayle and I each did an hour, and there was a whole big thing done up there, you know, in Montana, on that radio station up there by that big old lake. In the drill, men, women, and children boarded different buses, presumably to go to different containment facilities. State-run Child Protection Service will be used, listen to this, to separate families based upon child endangerment statutes. Vaccine status will be the ultimate driver of an action to remove a child from a parent. Possession of firearms, even though the Second Amendment guarantees that, will be equated with being a vaccine resistor. Any personal possession or transport of firearms will be expressly forbidden. There was nothing in the document regarding outright gun confiscation, but everything else is forbidden. Oh, no, just when they're out in the car, you got one, they're going to shoot your ass and kill you, okay? And then he said there are 30 other items, but the reader can clearly see that the ability to buy, sell, or trade is going to be blocked, and there will be no exemptions, medical or religious. Citizens can arbitrarily be stopped on the street and asked for their proof of taking the jab. Anyone caught in public without the proper permission will be sent for testing and positive test results and being sent to an isolation camp. You don't believe that? Go to the Center for Disease Creation's website, CDC. Look up shielding camps, green camps, or shielding camps. Their actions will be legally considered to be one step below manslaughter, and mandatory sentencing will be demanded for all repeat offenders. So if you do not take the jab, if you're allergic to the serum, okay, or if you already have, let's say you had COVID and you already have the antibodies and you don't need to take the jab with the pegylated lipids, killer spike proteins with the graphene oxide, which is a poison and will destroy the tissue in your heart, your liver, your kidneys, in your reproductive organs, throughout your nervous system, and in your brain, your spinal cord. So now they're going to say, anyone caught in public without proper permission will be sent for testing and positive test result in being sent to an isolation camp. Their actions will legally consider to be one step below manslaughter. In other words, if you're not vaxxed, you're legally one step below manslaughter, and mandatory sentence will be demanded for repeat offenders. And other actions by the government contained in another document I read. Americans can expect that its citizens, and this is Dave Hodges' Common Sense Show, where he was approached by people in the federal government who showed him and let him see the documents and let him take notes, okay? Other action by the federal government contained in another document I read, he says, Americans can be expect that its citizens will donate labor of the government's choosing. In other words, these will be work camps. It will become part of a public, quote-unquote, public service requirement that will be extracted from all citizens. Further, there will be no pay for said service. However, participants' families can apply for aid under the universal basic income that is very similar to what was in Obama's executive order 13603, or in Joe Biden's wonderful, nice little thing. Further, excessive storage of critical resources, food, medicine, will be outlawed beyond, as of now, an unidentified level. So get it while you can. Home gardeners will be required to obtain a special permit. That already took place years ago in Oregon and other places. And then other places wouldn't let you have a garden in the front yard because you had to have grass or just pretty flowers. When these information sources are transferred to a chip placed in the forehead and or the hand, we can be certain that we have indeed entered the final days. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to get there whether you got it in your hand or not. I was allowed to read the document and take notes. However, I was not allowed to record in any way. The source was not Wrecker, our frequent TV guest. It was some other source, okay? Steve Quayle has been talking about this for years. I've been talking about it for years. We've read the executive orders. I've read to you all of the stuff that the martial law was declared under George Bush, all of these things. The source also told me that it is likely that citizens will be forced to receive biannual, twice a year, vaccinations against variants and other new viruses until they kill you. But let me tell you what. Let me tell you what's going on with this thing, if you know what I mean. If you understand what I just read to you, then you'd better be ready to get to do something about it. You better be ready to take care of your own business. You know what I'm saying? And that the Lord Jesus is not going to allow you to go into this thing without a fight. I'll tell you what. Because this is wrong. This is evil. This is the planned destruction of America. This is what's going on that's getting ready to go. Now let me just read this for the benefit of those Department of Human Sacrifice. Piece of crap! Piece of crap! Piece of crap! You're there! If you're not not quitting. If you think this is right, then quit and get out of there today and go get a truck driving job. Do something. And how we burn in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example, in Leningrad, or was that Denver, or was that St. Louis, or was that L.A., or was that New York City, or was that, Tishomingo, Oklahoma, or was that Oklahoma City, or was that Sheboygan, Wisconsin, or wherever it might be. For example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the city, let's take 1 million people in a metro. Let's see what that would be. Oh, let's see. Maybe 1 million people in the metro. Maybe that's going to be probably about like in the metro, not the city, when you look at the city, but the metro. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Omaha, maybe Des Moines, whatever it might be. Charlotte. Charlotte might be a little bigger than that. But let's just take Charlotte, okay? North Carolina. For an example, in Charlotte, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there. Oh, I mean Leningrad, excuse me. Had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, like maybe 223s or 308s, or maybe machetes, or K-bar knives, or Glocks, or 6-hours, or 357 Smith & Wessons, or 12-gauge pump shotguns that Grandpa had, that understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs. Those are the Stalinist secret police, the DHS of the Stalin people in Soviet Union, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. As Solzhenitsyn was put into one of those loving work camps. Put into one of the loving work camps, you see. Just fantastic, you see. Now, old Harry Truman, he had this to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens, and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Now, I've read to you the more complete documentation of this stuff. Domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law. 12 October 2008. See if you can find that document. George W. Bush put that, and that's the Army name for it, domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law, okay? Now, let me read to you from the original law of this country. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It originally also said property. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. DHS, we don't consent to any of that bull crap that you had your guys telling. Mr. Hodges of CommonSenseShow.com. We do not consent that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all the experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. And I can remember Alex Jones put out a video. It was on, I believe, the Descent into Tyranny or one of those, name of that video that was tied in with that book that he put out at that time. 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. But on the video that corresponded to that, probably you can still probably get that from Alex, a DVD of it. But that on there showed a meeting in Kansas City was some little pipsqueak piece of crap DHS trainer talking to firemen and police, and they were from all over Missouri and Kansas, and they had them in Kansas City, Missouri, and he said on that tape, because a fireman from Junction City back in those days videoed it with his phone or whatever camera he had. And that piece of crap, Department of Human Sacrifice piece of crap, said that the founding fathers were terrorists and that Jesus was a terrorist. Well, you guys are the terrorists. You guys do not have the consent of the governed. You guys and your things that you're getting ready to implement. And if you're a state trooper and you swore an oath that if you do that, you're a city cop, you're a deputy sheriff or a sheriff, and if you go along with this bullshit, then you're an enemy of the people too, and are then also included in that Declaration of Independence, what I just read. One more time. When a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, events the design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's codified as a law of the land. That's what founded this country. If you want to take orders from Red China Joe, who got bought, don't you know, by giving his son, the Red Chinese, $100.1.45 billion, don't you please? And then you want to give that? Orders come from the Rockefeller Group and the Lockstep Group, where they're going to have you implement all this bullcrap, just like they're already doing in Australia. Of course, they already gave their guns up over there. Already gave their guns up. Well, let me tell you what. Every single person out here tonight who's listening, I know you've already got firearms, but if you don't, borrow one from your grandpa or your uncle or your, if your next door neighbor's got 20 different rifles and shotguns, ask him if you can borrow a pump 12 gauge. And go out and buy ammo. If you got firearms, don't go buy another gun. Go buy more ammunition tonight, tomorrow, the next day. Go get whatever you can. Even if the 12 gauge is there and you're wanting to get you some slugs, you can't get slugs, but they got number six birdshot or number four birdshot or seven or whatever it is. It don't make any difference. Go ahead and get what they got. Bring it home. If you live in a state, and many of you do, where you don't even have to have a concealed carry card to carry a weapon concealed, then by all means, always have your concealed weapon with you. You're not violating the law. And as this is going to go on, apparently, at some point in time, then it won't make any difference because you're not going to have anything left to lose. If you can't go to the grocery store or get your prescription or go to your doctor or get emergency medical treatment. Brother Quayle talked about the nurses and doctors who are now walking away from the jobs. I'm going to tell you what, see if you can find somebody or even find somebody who's really good at first aid and took all the first aid courses that the Red Cross had or was in the military and maybe was a corpsman or a medic. Or just even anybody who knows how to debride a wound or do something. And then start getting for your fish tank, you know. It's all satire on this show. It's all satire, don't you know? Allegedly. But Red China Joe, he's going to lock you down. He's going to try to destroy you. He's going to allow the Red Chinese to come in here. And if you don't think that's going to happen, then you ain't been paying attention and you never read Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Oh, but the UN will still have them. And then you're going to have, as in the Bible, a 200 million man army at Armageddon. And then you look at these guys. You look at these guys like Marine Corps General, you know, McKenzie. I thought he was going to be okay a little bit. But oh no, he had his minders in the secret room on the view screen, you see, for people to ask questions. Now I heard that he and the Admiral, who are the big Joint Chief Admiral, you know, but he's the head of CENTCOM, McKenzie apparently, that they called the Taliban their useful partners or whatever. They're terrorists. They're going to start raping little girls and women. They're going to start cutting people's heads off the minute you leave. So, General McKenzie, do not call yourself a Marine. Let's get some gunnery sergeant. Lefty, righty, lay, a lefty, righty, do, up from the left and up from the bunk in the middle of the night. Make a head call, I'm ready to fight. Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. Mackenzie, go get you a little pink jockstrap and go somewhere with General Milley and the hybrid, the alien hybrid, you know, Secretary of Defense. You go get them. Go get in your huddle-up bunker. Go get in your Valhalla bunker. You start all this crap. And if you're out there in the military and you don't want a vaccine, then orders query thereof. And you better retain your right to defend yourself against unlawful orders, which that will be unlawful, because these are not vaccines. These contain pegylated lipids inside the spike protein ball, and they have graphene oxide that will get into all of your organs, and when they want to turn on the switch, it'll start to kill all of you. But in 3 to 5 years, it'll kill all. Why? Because they want to reduce the population. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Georgia Guidestones, Brother Quayle called it on his podcast last night. The Georgia Guidestones, up in the mountains. So there you go. If they're going to deny you food, and anybody who tries to help you get food, they're going to go to the prison camp too. They're going to go to the concentration camp. And Brother Quayle also talked about the guillotines. And there are guillotines. I have seen a video of a guillotine at a federal prison. Okay? At a federal prison. And they're there. And then apparently whose source that Brother Quayle had asked, who are these for? And they said, for those who will not recant their faith. So if you're going to take the mark of the beast, you're going to recant your faith and start to worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, then there ain't no hope for you. You stand, you put on the full armor of God. You put on your level 4 body armor. You need body armor? Go to sportsmansguide.com. Sportsmansguide.com. Don't get fancy, just go get something. Get something and look up the different level 3, 3A, 3, 4, and all of that, and see what you got. Whatever you can get will be better than none at all. You can also get Kevlar helmets, Pascat. They're made in Italy, but they were originally for the Italian NATO people. But they're just like our old Pascat helmets. You can get them for pretty cheap. Or you can get British bullet-resistant Kevlar-type helmets, too. So I'm going to tell you, you better get that. Don't goop around. Now, I'm telling you, some people are starting to move to their bug-out locations. But if they're going to start stopping people on the road, they're going to see you on the street, and they're going to stop you on the street, then I will tell you what. Let me read old Solzhenitsyn's thing one more time. What would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, I think they arrested like 250,000 people. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transports. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And he was in the Siberian camps. And now they're going to do this here? Under Red China Joe? Commissar Kamala? Under a disease that has less than 1% kill ratio? And that the test, listen to Dr. Lee Merritt. I think her website's themedicalrebel.com, I believe. But Dr. Lee Merritt was on Alex Jones. She gave basically a 1 hour really succinct interview with Alex. Alex just let her talk. And she went down the stuff and explained it as basically as you can get it. She called Fauci the bag man. Fauci funded over $800 billion of research on all this crap. And now they say, oh, it's inconclusive where the thing came from. Well, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, Fauci was proved to have financed this virus or whatever it is, the COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 or whatever, and then gave it to the Wuhan lab. And they created this crap, and who they created it for? They created it for Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and the New World Order banker minions of those guys, the fallen angels, the heads of the big churches, all of these people who are now going down the road. Oh, yeah, take the vax. Jesus says you need to take the vax. Allah says you need to take the vax. Buddha says you got. You see how this all going? They're going to try to kill about 70, 80, 90%. They would like to kill 7 billion people on this planet. 7 billion people on this planet. Oh, man. Yes, Brother Caveman. There are mass burial coffins, all right, that have been around. Jesse Ventura years ago had them on his show. Alex had them on his show. Brother Quail posted them. We had all of those things. There are mass amounts of burial coffins. But they also have the cardboard ones. They're just going to burn you up. Just going to burn you up. Just going to burn you up. And then, you know, you say, well, if you got enough money, you can survive all of this and no problem. I've got a good job and I've got, you know, 401k and good stock fund portfolio and I've got a little bit of this set aside. I've got, you know, 30-day supply of food. I'm doing pretty good, right? I got a shotgun and you know, 122 rifle and a Glock 9mm. I'm doing all right. But let me tell you, you see the Russians and the Saudis, this was another thing that Hal Turner put out, made a defense agreement. The Saudis signed a defense agreement with the Russians, with Putin. Now the Russians and the Saudis and the Iranians, if you combine all that oil, that overwhoops just about all the oil, even the oil in the United States. And in the Prudhoe Bay and all of that, which Biden has then also Canada, destroyed the pipeline where we were totally energy independent. And now Biden, Red China Joe, is begging for the Saudis and the Gulf oil people to produce more oil to supply us. But what happens is the reason the dollar is strong is because if you want to transaction of anything to buy oil or sell oil, the way that it has to be done is in terms of United States dollars. So it has to then, people have to buy U.S. dollars in order to transact or to buy their oil or their natural gas. But when the Chinese, or excuse me, when the Russians make a pact with the Saudis, and then that will go for the others up the Gulf as well, because they'll see that the United States is being run out of everywhere, and that Red China Joe is folding the tent and has no capability anymore, and that the mighty U.S. military will be destroyed, probably in a lightning quick strike, without anybody in command that will do anything about it. But when the dollar is no longer tied to petroleum, then the dollar's going to go out the wazoo. Do you remember right before Trump got elected, I was talking to you on air. I was talking to you about how the Red Chinese and the Russians had bought up all the gold, and the Red Chinese were going to launch the yuan, or the renminbi, you see, whatever they call it. And it was going to be partially backed by gold, and it would destroy the dollar. And that back then, the Russians made a deal with the Red Chinese. The Russians said, we'll give you oil if you, you know, give us, you know, your yuan. We'll take your yuan. We don't have to have dollars. We'll take rubles, yuan, whatever. So now if that then extends on to the Saudis, then the Saudis, or nobody who buys Saudi oil, really has to use the dollar to buy it. So when Trump came in, Trump scared him. And that's the way it is. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, taking ball bats to the Lucy shin and up the side of their head? And I hope you do, because anything I can, anything's most needed, let me tell you, and wanted, I got to stick around here, and my intent is to stay as long as I can. Anything can be set. The easiest is Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, but a check is fine. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May Lord Jesus tell you, when you ask him, Lord, where is my sanctuary for my family? Or, Lord, what do I need to do? If you're right with him, and then he will tell you, go to John 14 and start reading John 14. And he says what? He says to you in John 14, right? Lord Jesus tells you, doesn't he? Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And that's a marvelous gift that you get from the Lord. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And these people, Millie, Austin, Red China Joe, Commissar Kamala, Department of Human Sacrifice, fiddle with boys internally. Destructive excrement assholes. No Shiite army, okay? All of you people, if you ever were an American, if you ever believed in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, then you had better start pulling yourself out of this crap. And the first one that gives you the order, the first one that gives you the order to go to subjugate your brethren in the town as you get off the interstate and going into town and surround the town so you can do your lockdowns and check for the vaccine card? Well, let me tell you what. There's a reason. There's a reason for these amendments, you know. Reason for the amendments. There really are. And you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. What you're proposing is not a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any home without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner prescribed by law. Let me tell you something. And if you start to see these fools start to violate the Nuremberg Code, then you know they're Nazis. You know they're Nazis. Or they're commissars of the Red Chinese. Or commissars of the Red Soviet Ruskies, okay? And I'm going to tell you what. You step to the plate. You put on the full armor of God. You put on your own armor. You load your mags and sharpen your K-bar. Sharpen your paratrooper boot knife. Sharpen the head of the extra sneaky one. You got your belt buckle, all right? And if you got 10, 12 mags, then you get ready to put fire down on whoever comes for you. When they come to forcibly inject you. When they come to stop and to try to throw you into a concentration camp. Throw you into an isolation camp. Because you refused their medical tyranny, then by George, they have violated the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration gives you the prescription, does it not? Did I not read it to you two times? I'll read it to you again. When a long train of abuse and usurpation pursues invariably the same object that defense designed to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology strike blows. Up. Not go. Ready. Oh, mix the pool. Old road track cliff. That's dead. Keep doing your gooey sign. And that's your daddy. That's Charles Beth. Ben Barty, next to your golf. Good night. Buy a book. Take children to teach them. Good night.